It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Emergency rate cuts because they don't want to add to panic. They want to be the cool head in the room. They want to make the reasonable decision based on data. They've seen enough. We know they're going to cut. The question is it going to be a 25 basis point cut or a 50 basis point cut? And
what kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Great to have Charles Payne back on the line with us. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, thanks.
Absolutely. I was watching your interview with Julie Coronado, I believe yesterday, talking about what the Fed does next, right? I mean, are they sorry they didn't cut these rates a month ago?
They probably are. They do have a tough gig. And I think their gig is far too complicated. On one hand, it's supposed to try to really wreck the economy. And on the other hand, it's supposed to maximize employment. You can't do them both at the same time all the time, right? I mean, and then, of course, there's a lot of things out of they can't control how much money our government keeps spending. And then you have other events that happen around the world, including what's going on in Japan. But I still think that Jay Powell is so concerned that he had egg on his face with the catching inflation in the first place. And we go all the way back to this cycle where they start hiking rates. The first hike was only 25 basis points. I thought that was a mistake then, and it's becoming clear it's a big mistake now. You know, you can't have one of the things that's really bugging me is this notion that the Fed doesn't want markets to panic or spook the markets. It's not about the markets being spooked to panic. It's about, listen, if your job is to put out a fire, put it out. Sometimes you got to come in, you've seen the police in action, right? I mean, the firefighters in action. You come in and you're breaking down doors and you, whatever it takes, you're not saying, oh, I don't want to, upset the, no, you're upsetting everything it takes. And so then, of course, he kept saying it was transitory. And the old school notion of inflation is that higher inflation is the answer for higher inflation, that sooner or later prices get so out of whack that people stop spending, prices come down. That formula didn't work because all of this money kept gushing in, right? This money that no one earned. It wasn't organic. And so there was nothing organic about this whole thing. There's nothing organic about what's happening in terms of all the money still stoking the fires of inflation. But at the same time, regular people are getting crushed. I mean, they're getting devastated. They don't have assets. They're not getting big, fat dividend checks and money market checks and coupons from their treasury accounts. And so while on one hand, you've got hundreds of billions of dollars going out to the people already the richest in this country, and then everyone else, all they're getting for it is 22-23% interest on their credit card. So it's a real tough situation right now. And I just don't know why the Fed wouldn't have erred on its side of cutting to send a message. To me, a cut would have actually calmed markets, not scared them.
Yeah.
I know in a lot of ways the stock market has rebounded from the mess that was Monday. The big talk that day, though, of course, was that a recession was likely coming. How likely do you think it is that that's going to happen? Because I've heard, actually, we've spoken to your colleague Taylor Riggs, who's kind of said, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but she's made it seem like, maybe that's actually the best, that that's certainly going to be tough on some people, but inflation is tough on everybody. So it's almost like maybe we just need to rip the Band-Aid off so that things can get better quicker.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I'm rejecting the notion that inflation is tough on everybody. Okay? That's the thing that's why the Fed gets to have it both ways. I just told you, right now, the way they've hiked rates, We're not much money we're paying out. When they say we pay $1 trillion a year in interest, guess who's getting that trillion? The richest people out there.
Of course.
Not hurting from recession. They're not hurting from high interest rates. They're not hurting. And if we wait for them to hurt, that means the bottom part of this nation is going to be devastated. You know, and here's the argument. How do you know recession? Who gets to decide? So right now it's the National Bureau of Economic Research, right? And I went through their bios. Many of them are far left. They're far left. We had back-to-back quarters of negative GDP. Historically, that was good enough to timestamp a recession. They didn't do it. So I wonder how much politics is stopping them from saying it's a recession. If we have to wait for the NBER to say it's a recession, we're in trouble. A firm did a survey. They're the largest buy now, pay later company in America. 3 out of 5 Americans say they're already in a recession. So recession should be – it's hard to measure because it's individual.
Yep.
I guarantee a large portion of the audience listening right now are in recession. Are they struggling to pay their bills? If they had a $1,000 emergency, could they meet it with cash on hand? So most Americans, I think, are already in their own personal recession. So, you know, so the inflation is going to continue to be stoked as the government spends money and rich people spend money. And if we're waiting for them to run out of money, we're in trouble.
It's true. But Corinne Jean-Pierre thinks you just need to calm down.
What we're seeing is a steady and stable growth we've called for. That's what we're seeing. Talking about the jobs numbers from last week, I believe.
This is calm and stable job growth, Charles.
I know. It's let me tell you that what's really intriguing to me is, you know, this whole great jobs thing that we've seen, and I use air quotes, has been really just masking a lot of problems, right? Part of it, obviously, is just the government jobs have been mind-boggling. And this, I think, was deliberate. I think it was planned. They sent out a whole bunch of cash last year to these states, and these states are putting it to work, wink, wink, right now. And they're doing all this hiring right in front of an election. But these states are going to run out of money, and I have some evidence that they may have already run out of money, hence that jobs report. The private sector was less than 100,000. That's not really a good number. Less than 100,000, no matter how you slice it, and so it's not steady. It's slowing dramatically, and here's the part that's going to hurt. As the pendulum swings, where you remember a couple of years ago, it was a great resignation. People were quitting their jobs because they can get another one the next day, paying a lot more. Well, that pendulum has swung all the way back, where the so-called quits rate has plummeted. People are not quitting their jobs. In fact, they're afraid to quit their jobs right now. And now they're, hey, boss, what's going on? You know, everybody's pretty cool, right? And so that means wage growth is going to slow dramatically. And so it's not really good news. It was a bad job report. Some are trying to blame it on a hurricane and that kind of stuff. But the trend is the trend. And the trend has been down for a long time, the last couple of years. So a bounce here, bounce there. Overall, the trend is still negative.
I hope they're paying attention. I hope voters are paying some kind of attention to this.
Oh, my goodness. If voters vote on vibe over reality, then what the heck? We get what we deserve. But this whole notion that, hey, we've got the happy party, that the cackling is not cackling. It's just pure joy, and Americans should embrace that. And even though they can't pay their bills, and their dreams of ever owning a home have been flushed down the toilet.
Man alive. What do you got coming up today?
So we're going to carry on with this. Now, the big thing right now, one of the reasons the market's gone so nuts is that jobs report triggered the so-called SOM rule. Have you heard of this? There's an economist who worked at the Fed, and she created this thing called the SOM. And so we hit it, and that's a sign of recession. And that's the big debate. So I've got Claudia SOM on the show.
Nice.
And ironically, she's kind of backed off of it, I think, maybe political reasons. I'm not sure. I also have Michael Kantowicz. He has the Kantowicz rule. Both of them have triggered recession. We got them both on the show today. And also, I'll try to explain why this Japan thing is so critical to our economy and our markets. It shouldn't be, maybe. It's just another sign when you have all these plans where you can make – the financialization of our society is the worst thing, where all we do now is put money into products to make more money. We don't invest in or create widgets. We don't invest in create businesses. We don't invest even in people. We just invest in things that find, like, you give someone $10,000 and they give you back $11,000. And this is a global phenomenon. When it unwinds, it's going to be really ugly. But for right now, the fix is in, and that's why markets bounce back so quickly.
Yep, it's a good point. Charles will be listening today, my friend. Thanks for your time.
Great talking to you guys. See you.
Yep, see you soon. Charles Payne, the Fox Business Network, and you can listen there every day, I think, was it 1 to 2 Central?
I believe so.
I believe that's it. Anyway, good. Good stuff. All right, back in just a minute with a sort of a wrap-up of this election morning coverage and what was and what could have been. We'll be right back.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.